Hi, my name is Matt Jolly, and this is my PharmD project titled Strategies in Optimizing Time in Therapeutic Range for Patients Taking Warfarin, a Scoping Review. The purpose of this project was to help clinicians who treat patients that take warfarin. Warfarin is a tricky medication that has a narrow therapeutic window, and a patient's levels can vary widely on a number of factors, including their diet, genetics, medication adherence, a number of different factors. And for some patients, they really do struggle staying within the therapeutic window and as a result have a low TTR. So we performed a literature search in Medline, Embase, and Cochrane Library databases in order to find what strategies other clinicians have used to improve TTR for patients that struggle to stay within range. And we found a total of 121 studies that had some sort of actionable intervention that then led to a change in a patient's TTR. A majority of them did lead to some sort of improvement. 61 out of the 103 articles that showed an improvement to TTR were considered statistically significant. The strategies that we found, we grouped together based on the type of intervention that it was. For example, the largest group that we had fell under the clinical management group. For example, pharmacist-managed anticoagulation was the most commonly studied intervention to improve TTR. So those articles fell into that group. Another category was dietary strategies. So vitamin K supplementation fell into this group. Having patients maintain a consistent vitamin K diet or taking a daily vitamin K supplement were strategies that kind of fell into the dietary category group. And of the strategies that we had collected, TTR improvement varied between 0.18% to all the way to 61.8% in improvement in TTR. So quite a wide variety. We weren't looking for any specific result or to show like which strategy is best, merely to provide the resource of these strategies for clinicians to say, hey, here's all of these different strategies. Depending on what you've already tried with your patients, here are some other options you can consider that have at least some evidence in improving TTR. And by doing so, hopefully patients will be able to improve in their TTR, and this will overall improve patient outcomes.